Nick and Gilbert, you're online, live right now with Mr. John J. Harper. Go ahead with your question, sir.
Yes, the tree I have is I have an elm tree that got bit by the third time it's got burned, and I've got sooty canker. So now my landscaper has told me the tree's got to come out because I can't take care of the sooty canker. Is that correct?
Well, you sure it's an elm?
Yeah, or no, it's not an elm. It's a ficus. I'm sorry.
Okay. That'd be a first for an elm that got frozen and developed sooty canker because of that. But ficus, once they get sooty canker, it is going to die.
The tree has got a 12-inch base or trunk, so it's been around a long time. So.
And that's what's going to happen to a lot of these ficus, if not all of them, is they are eventually going to develop sooty canker from having to be pruned back so severely, and then they get sunburn, and then they develop sooty canker as a secondary problem due to the sunburn and the opening in the bark, and that's just certain death pretty much, because the only way to solve sooty canker then is to prune it more so it sunburns more. So it's also a great time if you're having to prune things like ficus or maybe your lime or lemon, get some Go Natural tree paint, little plug for Go Natural, but get those trunks and limbs painted so they don't sunburn. But, yes, back to the ficus. A lot of people taking ficus out. A lot of people, big tree, third time in 6 years. That's kind of a problem. It's not a big deal for a Tacoma, a yellow bells, an orange bells, a bougainvillea, a lantana, cut it back to the ground, let it come back. It's just a shrub or a bush or a ground cover. When we're talking major trees, that's a bummer. And you lose your shade canopy for a couple of years, and then it develops a disease and it's going to die anyway. So pistache, Chinese elms, oaks, live oaks, we're really advocating going with those good, hardy, frost-tolerant trees, even, Palo Verdes and mesquites, and let's stick with stuff that probably will do better for you, heat and cold, tolerant-wise.
And don't forget your creosotes.
Right. If you want to crawl up under a ball underneath it for shade, that's fine.
Randy, good morning, sir. How may we help you?
Good morning. I've got a rose bed that I built with 7 roses in it. Looks great, but I want to put some ground cover or something in there so I don't get many weeds.
You
Would
bet.
A nice plant be a good choice?
Well, roses, you can put something like an ice plant. I would personally advocate just a good layer of shredded bark mulch under my roses. Roses are kind of finicky sometimes about what you plant around them, and they really like to be kind of on their own. Now, if you wanted to do an annual ground cover, you could start planting something like moss rose or portulaca around it. That would look real pretty, or a border of petunias, in the fall, and let that do it. But 3 inches of good shredded bark mulch is probably what I would do around my roses.
We're talking indoor air quality today. Plant something. Trees will take out 260 pounds of, or produce 260 pounds of oxygen. Ms. Cheryl, plant something one more time. Let's revisit what resource homeowners and listeners can find there.
Well, if you go to plant-something.org, we've got a website telling you about the monetary, the health, the environmental benefits of planting trees. So it's a great place to go. Plant Something Facebook page. Get a tip every Monday, Wednesday, Friday about planting.
And y'all represent the nursery industry, and they can find nurseries throughout the entire state of Arizona.
Put in your zip code. No matter where you are in the state of Arizona, it will come up with a local garden center ANA member nearest you.
Outstanding.
You were talking about optimal planting time, and we've got a holiday coming up in April that's specifically about planting, and it's Arbor Day. So Arbor Day, plant something. It's what, the 26th of April?
Last Friday in April. And if you like tree climbing, we're working with the Arizona Community Tree Council. We'll have a certified tree climber down at the Capitol on the Senate lawn showing us how to climb a tree and doing a little pruning. It'll be really nice on Arbor Day. Then we're going to move to a school, and we're going to plant some trees and really honor Arbor Day. So great time to get out there and plant something.
And y'all do that at the state capitol. Y'all have done a ton of work and tree planting with the renovation that they've done down there.
Actually, if you get a chance to go downtown, look at the newly renovated landscape. We did that for the centennial. Our ANA member Workings, Hickman's Eggs helped us out a lot on that. And you'll see it's overseeded. That's one thing they didn't do for many years here. And now there's a beautiful green lawn down there just for the beautiful spring.
That and the state capitol, it's like about 19th and Washington, Jefferson.
Between Jefferson, Washington, 17th to 19th Avenue.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Just look for the Copper Dome. And the, what's standing on top? Is a statue of anybody know what that statue is?
Oh gosh.
We're gonna have to
That's a long time ago.
Should know that. We should know that.
It is copper on top, which is obviously one of the five C's.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, we're covering indoor air quality here as we get started in the house segment coming up right at 9 o'clock, so y'all stay tuned for that. We're dealing with a very wet spring. We're dealing with a lot of pollen. We're dealing with a lot of sneeze-producing chemicals, pollens, microbes, pollution in the air this spring. This could be a very, very allergic active season. Every breath you take.
That wraps up another hour of the Lawn and Garden segment on the Rosie on the House show. Stay tuned for the House and Home Focus segment as we put away the pruners, pick up the paintbrushes, throw away the shovels, and break out the shim shingles. We'll cover everything from foundations, chimney caps, windows and countertops, to painting and plumbing, plus whatever project you're tackling at your house. We're ready to take your calls right now at 1-888-ROSIE-4U.